agriculture sector. Coppervale Province Agriculture Coordinator Paco Sekanayo Lambi says the Ministry of Agriculture, through research stations, has come up with a variety of seeds that are resistant to diseases. Speaking in an interview with Zamis during this year's 59th Zambia International Trade Fair in Indola, Ms. Lambi noted that the Ministry of Agriculture also introduced the Merchandise 360, a program that is looking at merchandising farmers. The National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA, says it has committed $200 million towards the production of 300 megawatts at Mamba Collieries in Sinazongwe District in Southern Province, aimed at mitigating the power shortage in the country. NAPSA Head Corporate Affairs Kefa Sinyangwe says this is meant to add to what the authority did to Kafua Gorge Lower Power Station, and that plans are underway to implement other solar projects soon to scale up power supply. Speaking in an interview with Zanice during this year's 59th Zambia International Trade Fair in Indola, Mr. Sinyangwe said the aim of producing 300 megawatts of solar power is to promote continued production in the economy.
News 360.
For international news, we monitored the BBC.
Germany and the Netherlands say Russia is using banned chemical weapons in its war against Ukraine. The Dutch defense minister described the use as large-scale and systematic. He called Moscow's action a danger to Europe and the entire world. President Zelensky says the truly large-scale pressure is needed to make Moscow stop its destructive assault on Ukraine. He was speaking after the heaviest overnight air attacks of the conflict. The capital, Kiev, was the main target.
Exchange rates courtesy of the Bank of Zambia. The United States dollar is trading at 24 kwacha 29 ngwe. The Great British Pound is trading at 32 kwacha 97 ngwe. The euro is trading at 28 kwacha 42 ngwe. And the South African rand is trading at 1 kwacha 38 ngwe. Please note that these rates are indicative and may vary from bank to bank.
Rocking Sports.
American Tim Mayer has announced he is standing for the presidency of the FIA, motorsports governing body. The 59-year-old will run against incumbent Mohammed Ben Sulayem, who sacked him as a Formula One steward last November. Mayer said his decision to stand in December's election was not personal, but he felt the FIA could do better for the member clubs and for the motorsports community. Expect clear night skies, temperature drops to 11 degrees, and sunset is expected at 17:48. A recap of the headlines. Government to navigate challenges in agriculture sector, and NAPSA finances 300 megawatts project at Mamba Collieries. My name is Charmaine Williams.
Hey Zambia, introducing the stylish new Vidhook beer look that now looks even better in your hands. Behold this bold design. Okay, to be 100% real with you, maybe we shouldn't have introduced the new Vidhook beer look on radio. Cause you can't see this awesome looking pack I'm holding with that same great Vidhook beer taste you love. Get one in your hands today. Vidhook, 100% real. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Exciting flavors, a product of Californian beverages.
Lusaka's hits all day frequency. 96.5 Rock FM.
Until we float away, baby, on a rocket ship out of space. Don't let me come down to nothing.
96.5 FM. Busanka's official number one hit music station.
Yeah, yo. Yeah, yo. Hey, yo. Hey.
You know that you're a bad girl. Know you're too fine to be acting like you're not. I'm pouring all my feelings out. I'm too turned, girl. You gotta know that I want you.
Every time I sing.